Dr. D'Souza. Dr. D'Souza dictating on Mulky Mark, that is M-U-L-K-E-Y, Mark Mulky, M-U-L-K-E-Y, date of consultation was 8/23/24. Date of visit is 8/23/24, and date of birth is 2/2/49. Date of visit. Please make a copy for Chet Anthony D.O. That is C-H-E-T. Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, D-O, next paragraph, Chief, let's see, dear Chet, thank you for sending Mark Mulkey for upon my evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 75-year-old male who has had a history of shortness of breath and chest tightness. Has recently been diagnosed to have COPD and was placed on albuterol. Solution via nebulizer as needed. The patient experiences dyspnea with activity, but denies significant cough or wheezing or chest pains. He had a CT of his chest done. He had a CT of the abdomen done on 2/15/24, which showed no significant infiltrates in the lower lung fields. But his most recent chest X-ray was done in September of 22, which was showing no active disease. The patient has not had any recent chest CT. Period. He has had no recent weight loss and denies any sinus disease post nasal drip. And has no wheezing. He states he was exposed to dust, tar, and concrete dust while working as working on flooring the next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included lumbar disc fusion in 07, sinus surgery in 2010, surgery on his C spine in 2001. And yes, had a lumbar stimulator for pain, which was later discontinued. The patient also had surgery on his hand and knees and left leg for fractures of his lower extremity bones. Yeah, severe degenerative joint disease and spinal stenosis with radiculopathy. The next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph, habits the patient denies smoking. No alcohol use recently, but he did drink alcohol in the past. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of old age. Mother also died at age 93 with Alzheimer's. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient has fatigue and weight loss. He had cataracts removed. He also has headaches, dizzy attacks. He has joint pains and muscle aches. He has numbness of the extremities and memory loss. And he has itchiness of the skin. He also has depression. And he has easy bruising. And denies urinary frequency, but has nighttime awakening and no hematuria or flank pains. And denies palpitations or leg swelling. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a elderly white male who's averagely built. Can you please mention medications? Medication list included gabapentin 800 milligrams q6 hours, duloxetine 60 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams HS, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, and Excedrin as needed for headache. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male, alert, pale, now acute distress. Blood pressure, 120 over 70, pulse is 96, test patients 20, temps 97.8, weight is 134, saturation 96. HEND non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered visas in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence is irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal no edema, mild varicosities. Reflex on the 1 plus with no gross motor left, its cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one, COPD, and number two is chronic back pain. Number three, degenerative disc disease. Number four is hyperlipidemia. and next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest without contrast. I'm sorry, with contrast. And he will get a complete pulmonary function study. CBC and IgE level and alpha 1 antitrypsin level was ordered. And a copy of his recent blood work will be requested. The patient will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN for shortness of breath. And the follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Chet Anthony D.O. C-H-E-T Anthony A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-D-O. Thank you, Stock D'Souza.